Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the full moon that's occurring on March 25th, 2024. And not only is this a full moon, but this is an eclipse, a lunar eclipse. So this is big energy. So we're going to take some time and go through each life path number and what you might expect working with the energies that will be coming up around this illumination. Because this is an eclipse and it's much more potent, you could definitely be feeling those energies already. And this usually being an eclipse will start a storyline that will carry over for about the next 6 months, up to a year even. So whatever starts coming in for you around this time and definitely around the eclipse, pay attention to, because there's likely going to be more to the story that unfolds as you move forward on your journey. And these will be the potent themes that you're working with based on the numerology. Okay, so before we get into the forecast, this of course is a general reading. If you would like to know what energies you might be personally dealing with around this eclipse, or the year ahead, or just your personal numerology, please book some time with me. I would love to work with you and take a look. You can find my information in the description box below and book some time with me. All right, let's get into it. Life path number 9. So you are going to be working with the energy of the 18-9 and bluebird energy for this illumination. So of course, 9 being your own energy, but you've also got the influencing energy of the 18. And so this is significant. This brings forth rewards. This brings forth recognition for effort that you've put in previously. Again, it's sort of like that energy of you've built the web and now see what comes to you and, you know, enjoy whatever comes to you that's rewarding, right? That's fulfilling, that's recognizing the effort that you've put forth. This is also a great time for greater visions, greater ideas for some kind of creative project or collaboration to come in at this time. And I would say definitely pay attention to your dreams, to, you know, what someone might say to you, to something that really ignites your interest and your passion, because this is absolutely a beautiful time to sort of plan and see how you can create something from that inspiration, that idea. And it wouldn't be uncommon or unlikely for that to, in order for you to create whatever this is, there needs to be some kind of collaboration or coming together with someone or a group of people. In order to achieve whatever it is that you're trying to achieve. This could also be about relationships as well. This is a period where you might see soul contracts come in now at this time. So romantic relationships, deeper friendships, very deep, deep soul connections coming in around this time for sure. Well, I say for sure, but I mean, you know, it's a general reading. So, but this eclipse is happening in the sign of Libra. And you all are working with 18-9 energy. So this is definitely a time for some of you where if there is space, meaning if like you've released and worked through the things you need to release and work through, and there's space on your plate, it's likely that someone new will be entering your life around this time. And this time means over the next 6 months to a year, because it's an eclipse, right? So you may see that certain relationships need to be eclipsed out at this time to make that space for that new connection to come in. And I would say if this is a connection that needs to fall away, let it fall away, right? It's making space for the new alignment to come in. And you will recognize this person when they, or these people, when they come in, because it will be almost like you've seen them in past lives, right? This is somebody, there's a recognition here. These are these deeper, deeper soul connections. And, you know, also it could be a pet as well, right? Sometimes those are some of our deepest connections in this lifetime are with pets. So our furry friends. So you could see that as well. So adoption, you know, getting a new pet, something like that could definitely, definitely come in around this time. I would also say with this energy, it's a very healing energy as well. So anytime we move through an 18-9 cycle, it can be very healing. Things can come to the surface and sort of knock at the door now that we thought we had healed or moved on from. And it's like, hi, I'm back. There's still work to be done here. So that could surface at this time as well, to be dealt with, to be moved through. So this is a great time to get that support wherever it is that you feel called to get the support, whether it's through counseling or a healer or something like that. Also, you could see your own healing gifts really open up around this time. So, you know, things that you're meant to bring to the table, to, you know, the medicine that you bring to help others. So you could see that come out at this time as well. Ultimately, this is a great time to use your ingenuity to create something, to really assert yourself as the expert or the authority in some area of life, because you too, though you are the humanitarian and often show up for others, you absolutely have gifts to share and contribute in this lifetime. And this energy can help you to remind you of that and help you to see ways that you can share those gifts that not only serves self, but others as well. Also, because you have bluebird energy, this is definitely this energy of being seen, being heard, being experienced, recognition, right? This is an energy that stands out in the spotlight. So you could find that you are being sort of thrust into a leadership role at this time, and that leadership role leads to some kind of prosperity or success of some sort, or influence, status, etc. And what I would say, though, because you are a nine, is just be mindful of what you do with that success, that influence, that power, that status, because you, of course, are meant to circulate it so that not only you benefit, but others benefit as well. So are you empowering, uplifting, and inspiring not only self, but others? If so, then you are very much in aligned with all of these energies and would likely see pretty good success come from it all. So I hope it's a great eclipse for you all. Take care. Bye for now.